USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says House Democrats are now being run by the socialist wing of the party, and the traditional Democrats are fading into the background. McCarthy upset Democratic leadership didn't ask Representative Ilhan Omar to apologize for her anti-Semitic comments.
The Democrats didn't even ask Congresswoman Omar to apologize. Their own members on the Democratic side, Elliot, their chairman, Chairman Engel, he was frustrated that they had to add more to the resolution to even get it to come to the floor.
McCarthy making his comments to CNN. President Trump toured tornado-ravaged Alabama today with Governor Kay Ivey, who expressed gratitude for the president's support.
Thank you and the First Lady for taking time to come and show how important it is for people to work together and stand up together. And when we do that together, we wind up being stronger together. And so y'all are setting the bar pretty high.
The storms have 23 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The prospect of a pardon for President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen was reportedly raised more than once between Cohen's lawyer and attorneys representing the president. Speaking with reporters before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama, Trump said Michael Cohen lied about the pardon.
His lawyers said that they went to my lawyers and asked for pardons. And I could go a step above that, but I won't go do it now.
The president also telling reporters he feels very badly for Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman, sentenced Thursday to nearly 4 years in prison for tax and bank fraud related to his work advising Ukrainian politicians. The U.S. economy added only 20,000 jobs in February, a surprisingly low number that bucked the trend of huge job gains in recent months, Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup of Ohio.
You know, as a former employer, I think sometimes as you're growing your business and maybe as a nation, that's where we are. We got to take a deep breath and allow yourself to do that. But it's certainly, I'd rather see jobs created than jobs lost. But we'll always try to seek to get higher numbers. That's part of what we're here to try and accomplish for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House passed the Democrats' H.R. 1, 234 to 193 Friday morning, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he plans to officially ignore it in his chamber, refusing to even bring it to a vote. Still, Democratic Senator Tom Udall said he's planning to unroll his version of the package Wednesday and will seek Democratic and Republican co-sponsors. Even if it somehow were to pass the Senate, President Donald Trump has threatened to veto it, and business and conservative interests have mobilized against it en masse. Democrat candidates running for president in 2020 are differentiating themselves to their potential voters in various ways. Senator Elizabeth Warren talks about the need to more greatly regulate big tech so smaller companies will be able to compete with them.
Level the playing field a little bit for small businesses and entrepreneurs and startups. What we've got to do is take those platforms, you know how you order on Amazon or you do a search on Google, and break them off from the additional businesses that they're running. And those additional businesses are where they're getting a comparative advantage on their information because of the information they get from their platforms.
Warren vowed on CNN Friday to break up Amazon.com Inc., Alphabet Inc.'s Google, and Facebook Inc. if elected U.S. president to promote competition in the tech sector. The nation springs ahead this Sunday as daylight saving time begins. Some states considering staying on one time all year long. Texas, Michigan, Louisiana, and Connecticut among them. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.